So, imagine spending 4 grueling years getting a computer science degree, right? You're mastering syntax, you're learning to read compiler errors like, I don't know, tea leaves.
Yeah, the old way.
Exactly. Only to realize that in 2026, a marketing manager with absolutely zero coding experience can build a fully functional, secure web app faster than you can.
It's wild.
It
They
is.
go.
And that is exactly the reality we are sitting in today. So, welcome to the deep dive. Our mission today is exploring how the barrier to software development has entirely collapsed. We're pulling from this comprehensive new guide called Vibe Coding Examples, and it basically breaks down how plain English has become the most powerful programming language in the world.
Well, the complete inversion of how we think about computers.
Yeah.
I mean, for 50 years, humans had to learn the exact unforgiving language of the machine,
Right.
right?
Missing one semicolon and everything breaks.
Exactly. But now, the machine has finally learned the sloppy, nuanced language of humans. We are moving away from micromanaging syntax to, well, high-level architecture.
And the phrase that captures this whole movement is vibe coding, which the AI researcher Andrej Karpathy actually popularized back in early 2025.
Yeah, great term.
Right. He described it as giving in to the vibes, like letting the AI handle the brutal heavy lifting of actually writing the characters on the screen while you just focus on the idea. So whether you are a marketer, a small business owner, a student, or even a seasoned developer, we're going to show you how to turn your ideas into functional software without memorizing a single line of syntax.
And I think it's important to state up front, this isn't just a fad, it's a fundamental shift. You know, the term vibe coding sounds playful, almost like a joke, but the economic reality behind it is it's anything but a joke.
No, absolutely. The data in this guide is staggering. Like, if we look back at Stack Overflow's 2025 survey,
Hi.
84% of developers were already using or planning to use AI tools.
And 51% were using them every single day.
Every day. And the text highlights that vibe coding saves developers roughly 3.6 hours a week. That is almost 187 hours a year of just pure regained time.
Yeah, and that's just the baseline average. The real insight comes from the controlled studies they mentioned. They took a group of developers, gave them a specific complex task, and doing it the traditional manual way took 2 hours and 41 minutes.
Okay.
But the group, using an AI assistant, they finished in 1 hour and 11 minutes.
Wow. It literally cuts the time in half
Yeah.
and then shaves off another 30 minutes. Okay, let's unpack this because I like to use analogies here. Is vibe coding basically shifting your job title from a bricklayer to the architect of the building? Like, you aren't mixing the mortar anymore, you're just pointing to where the wall should go.
That is a much better way to look at it. What's fascinating here is that the human role hasn't disappeared, it's just shifted.
Right.
The guide outlines the core vibe coding workflow as a five-step loop. It's prompt, generate, review, fix, and ship.
Okay, prompt, generate, review, fix, ship.
Exactly. And notice that the AI is really only fully responsible for one of those steps, which is generate. The human is the one writing the prompt, doing the critical review, fixing the logic, and shipping it.
So you really have to treat the AI like a highly talented but maybe overly eager junior developer.
Yes, exactly.
It can write 1,000 lines of code in 10 seconds, but you absolutely cannot trust it blindly. Your job is judgment and problem solving.
Precisely. Which is why the source material insists that you still need to understand the fundamentals of what you're building.
Wait, hold on. You're losing me here.
I know it sounds contradictory.
Yeah, because if I'm just vibing and the AI is doing all the work, why does the guide say I still need to learn HTML, CSS, React, or Python? Doesn't that defeat the whole purpose of plain English?
It's the most common trap people fall into. And it usually stems from confusing no-code platforms with vibe coding. They are entirely different paradigms.
Okay, break that down for me because I know a lot of people listening have used like drag and drop website builders and they probably think that's what we're talking about here.
Right, so no-code tools, those visual builders, they are walled gardens. You don't get access to the underlying code. You're locked into their platform, their pricing, their components.
So if I want a custom feature,
You hit a brick wall. You can't build it. Vibe coding, on the other hand, gives you actual, real, editable source code.
yeah.
You own it. You can host it anywhere, customize it infinitely.
Ah, okay. So the AI is writing standard industry-grade code that actually belongs to me.
Yes. And because you own it, you're responsible for it. To properly execute that review and fix part of the loop, you need to know what you're looking at. But, and this is the key difference, you aren't learning these languages to write them from scratch.
You just need to be able to read the map.
Exactly. You need to know that HTML is the structural skeleton, CSS is the paint, and JavaScript or Python is the nervous system handling the logic.
Okay, that makes sense. But the guide also specifically mentions learning Git and GitHub, which, I mean, that always sounds super intimidating to a beginner.
It does, yeah. But think of Git like a save point in a video game.
Oh, I like that.
If you ask the AI to add a new feature and it completely breaks your app, Git allows you to instantly rewind to the version from 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
If you don't understand that basic concept, one bad AI prompt can wipe out your whole project.
Oh, wow. So the barrier that collapsed isn't the knowledge of coding, it's the friction. The on-ramp used to be staring at a blank screen, getting a compiler error, and just being stuck for 3 days.
Right.
Now the on-ramp is a conversation. If I don't get what the AI wrote, I can just ask it, hey, what does line 42 do?
And that conversational learning is exactly how you move from a total beginner to actually building real-world stuff. The source lays out a very clear roadmap for this.
Right, the starter projects.
Yeah. At the beginner stage, the goal is just completion. You just need to feel that loop.
And the projects they recommend are super practical, like a Pomodoro timer, a personal portfolio website, or a tip and dill splitter for a restaurant.
They also recommend a weather widget, which is brilliant because it introduces the concept of APIs.
Let's actually define that, because API gets thrown around constantly.
Yeah.
How does vibe coding help you use an API?
Well, think of an API like a waiter in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting at the table, that's your app, and you want weather data from the kitchen, which is the external server.
Okay.
You can't just walk into the kitchen. You give your order to the waiter, the API, and they bring the data back to your table.
Got it.
In the past, writing the code to talk to that waiter was incredibly tedious. With vibe coding, you just prompt, you know, connect to the open weather API, get the temperature for London, and display it. The AI writes all that complex fetching logic.
That is wild. And there is a piece of advice in this guide for these starter projects that I think is just the golden rule. They say to build the exact same app twice.
It is a phenomenal learning strategy.
Right. So the first time you build the Pomodoro timer, you just accept the AI's output blindly. You give the prompt, copy the code, paste it, get the win. You get that dopamine hit of seeing your app work.
But the dopamine hit isn't enough to make you a builder.
Exactly.
The second time you build it, you have to act like the senior architect. You start fresh, you prompt the AI, but before you copy-paste, you interrogate it.
Like asking it, why did you structure it this way?
Yes. Why did you use Flexbox instead of CSS Grid? Forcing the AI to explain its decisions transforms you from a passive user into an active director.
And here's where it gets really interesting. Once you master that loop on a simple weather widget, you can point this exact same skill set at real business problems.
That's where the ROI just skyrockets.
Yeah, the source outlines real-world automation projects, things like expense trackers that automatically categorize spending based on custom logic, or event booking forms that securely store client data.
Or business automations. Imagine you're tired of manually creating invoices. You vibe code a tool where you just type in the client's name and hours, and it spits out a branded PDF.
Or a script that pulls data from a messy spreadsheet every Friday at 4 p.m. and generates a clean summary report for your boss.
If you look at the career implications, those specific projects are career makers.
Oh, for sure.
Because telling an employer, hey, I built a tool that saved my team 5 hours a week, that speaks directly to business outcomes.
Right. You become a multiplier for the company. But if I'm listening to this, getting fired up to build my invoice generator, I still need to know where to physically do this, because my biggest fear with coding has always been the setup. Like, am I going to have to download 14 gigabytes of developer environments?
That used to be a massive barrier. The environment setup was where beginners just quit. But the vibe coding toolkit in 2026 has completely solved this.
Okay, so let's break down the tools. For absolute beginners, they recommend Replit AI.
Yes, it's a cloud IDE. Zero setup.
Meaning it all happens in a web browser, right? You just open a tab and type in your prompt.
Exactly. It removes all that initial friction.
Mm.
Then for rapid MVPs, the guide highlights prompt-to-app tools like Bolt.new and Lovable AI.
Those are basically science fiction to me. You just give them a detailed prompt and they spin up the front end, the back end, the database all at once.
Perfect for a founder who needs a demo link by the end of the day. But as your apps get more complex, The Force recommends shifting to Claude AI, specifically for its long context reasoning.
Okay, long context reasoning. That sounds super technical. What does that actually mean for me building an app?
Think of a context window like the AI's short-term memory. Older models were like goldfish. By the time they finished writing the bottom of your code, they forgot the top.
So they'd bray things by accident.
Right. But Claude can hold the equivalent of a 500-page book of your app's architecture in its memory all at once. It understands how every piece connects.
That is a total game changer. And for daily building, the heavyweights are GitHub Copilot and Cursor AI. The text describes Cursor as being project aware. How is that different from just like standard predictive text on my phone?
Predictive text guesses your next word. Cursor reads your entire folder of files. It knows that if you change a database variable in file A, it needs to update the logic in file B and the display in file C.
Wow. Okay, so if I'm just starting today, what is my absolute first step?
The text lays out a clear path. Pick a zero setup Clyde IDE like Replit. Write a detailed prompt acting like the architect. Review the code, refine it step by step, and push it to GitHub.
Prompt, review, refine, save. That loop is everything. And the economic reward for mastering that loop is massive. The guide dives into India's AI boom in 2026, and the numbers are just explosive.
India is the perfect microcosm for this global shift.
Yeah, they project around 3.8 lakh, so 380,000 AI-linked roles in India alone by the end of 2026. That's a 32% growth from 2025.
And NASSCOM reports demand is rising 40% a year, while supply only grows 15 to 20%.
So the talent gap is huge, and we see that in the salaries. Entry-level roles are paying 4 to 8 LPA. Mid-level is 8 to 15. And senior specialists are commanding 15 to 25 plus LPA.
With cities like Hyderabad and Bengaluru paying a 20 to 40% premium.
Yeah.
But if we connect this to the bigger picture, it's about a fundamental shift in output.
Right.
AI-authored code already makes up a quarter of production code bases. Vibe coding isn't just a neat trick. It's a baseline survival skill now.
1 in 4 lines of code running our apps was written by AI. That's crazy. And employers care less about whether you have a CS degree and more about whether you can turn a messy problem into a working product.
Exactly. It's accessible to anyone.
So, to summarize for everyone listening, vibe coding is a conversation-first approach to software. It lowers the barrier to entry, it multiplies your output, and lets you build a real portfolio. But reading about it isn't enough. You have to open a tool like Replit this week and just build something. Build it once for the dopamine and a second time to interrogate the AI.
But as you start building, I want to leave you with one final thought based on the source material.
Okay, let's hear it.
If our role has shifted from writing code to reviewing an AI junior developer, what happens in a few years? Will you eventually be vibe coding an AI manager whose whole job is to prompt and review a fleet of other AIs?
Oh, wow.
At what point do we stop architecting the software and start architecting the AI teams that build it?
From giving directions to the taxi to designing the whole autonomous fleet, that is a wild thought to end on. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Get out there, build something amazing this week, and we'll catch you on the next one.